High-stakes trade talks get underway today in Washington between Chinese and U.S. officials. After weeks of optimism that the trade war between the two countries was de-escalating, the mood on both sides has suddenly soured. At midnight tonight, President Trump promises to raise tariffs from 10% to 25% on $250 billion worth of Chinese goods. He also said today at the White House that the U.S. Trade Representative's office has already filed paperwork to start a brand new round of tariffs on an additional $325 billion worth of goods that includes cell phones and sneakers. Let's bring in Robin Farzad. He's host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, good to speak with you. And this is an 11th hour drama. Here's President Trump last night at a rally in Palm City, Florida, explaining why he's threatening more tariffs.
By the way, you see the tariffs we're doing? Because they broke the deal.
They broke the deal, did they, the Chinese?
I mean, mayhaps, kind of, sort of. You know, every side wants to be able to huff out of the room at this point and invoke kind of, I'm shocked, shocked. And you're playing more to a domestic political audience than anything else. I think, ironically, the China's kind of almost citing rule of law in that some of these changes that the United States was demanding in negotiations would have required the National People's Congress approving. And the Chinese felt that that just wasn't going to happen politically.
There were reports that the Chinese decided to try and ramp up the pressure this week by claiming that this thing about the law because they misread the signals and that they thought that the U.S. economy was weaker than it actually is. What do you think about that?
I don't know if there's much evidence of U.S. economic weakness right now. I mean, right. You saw the unemployment stats last week. It hasn't been this low in a long time, at least the headline number. The market's buoyant, even with these smallish sell-offs. If anything, I think Donald Trump might feel emboldened to up the rhetoric against China because of a perceived unstoppable U.S. economy, plus, you know, that election next year.
Yeah. So was this a bluff, or are we going to wake up tomorrow morning with higher tariffs?
I think Beijing and Washington are trying to go as far to the brink, as far to the edge as possible without doing something actually catastrophic. It's a game of chicken with trade at a time when both nations rely on one another like never before. You've previously seen deadlines repeatedly extended. I wouldn't be surprised if something like that happens here.
Okay. So Vice President Mike Pence is in North Dakota today, and he's meeting with farmers, and he's talking about trade. Now, this is interesting because a lot of farmers across the country, a lot of small business owners across the country, they were probably relieved going into this week that tariffs would be going away. Now, suddenly, maybe they're not. How do you think farmers and business owners are taking this news?
There's pain in the heartland. I mean, the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis said that from January to June of last year, 84 farm operations across Wisconsin, Minnesota, and the Dakotas and Montana filed for Chapter 12 bankruptcy. And that's more than twice the figure from 5 years ago. But you're still not seeing pitchforks in the heartland, but there's definitely pain. You saw Senator Pat Roberts, a Trump ally, a Republican from Kansas, says there's a feeling in farm country we're being used as pawns in this whole business.
Mm. And the president has said that billions of dollars a year in tariffs are going to U.S. coffers because of the trade war with China. Just quickly, is that true?
It's hurting us in terms of Chinese investment into the U.S., which hit a 7-year low last year, you know, $5 billion versus $29 billion in 2017. But instead of building manufacturing in the U.S., you're seeing huge multinationals try out Mexico and South Asia first. So, you know, it's up in the air who's hurting more.
Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, thanks so much.
Thanks, Peter.